Avim chapter 5, Mishnah 3, Mivnei She'amru, since they have said, Kol ha'noseh v'nisa al gabay mishkav. Whatever carries or is carried on a mishkav, right, the mishkav on the Zav's couch, tahor is pure, meaning food, vessels, or liquids that are underneath the mishkav and don't touch it, right, because there's some sort of intervening object. So those are pure. Chutz mina adam, except a person. A person is the only thing that will become impure if it's carried on a mishkav without touching it. That's the exception. Kol ha'noseh v'nisa al gabay ha'nevela, anything which is carried on or carried by a nevela, a carcass. So now we're going, what happens if you carried by or carried on a carcass without touching it? You don't touch the carcass, but you carry it on it. So let's say there's a dead animal lying over there, and there's, I don't know, a pile of rocks on it, and you come and you sit down on the pile of rocks. Tahor, so you'll remain pure. There's no equivalent halacha when it comes to a carcass of this couch, of the zav, that you sit on the couch and you become tamei. There's no equivalent when it comes to a carcass. Chutz min ha-meisit, except a person who carries, moves around. He carries and moves around the carcass. If he picks it up and he carries it and moves it around, that's the only scenario that the person will become impure. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, he says af hanoseh. Rabbi Eliezer says also someone who carries it, and what he means over here, carries it without moving it. Right? Carries the carcass. Carries it without moving. So according to the first Tana, a person can move the carcass even without carrying it, and he'll become impure. He moves it without carrying it. How would you do that? You would pull it along, maybe, or someone else. Maybe pull it along, something like that. But Rabbi Eliezer would say that if he carries it without moving it, meaning you stand there and someone comes and puts the carcass on you, so you just stand there and you're holding it stationary. According to Rabbi Eliezer, you'd be impure. According to the Tana Kama, you would be pure. You've actually got to move with the carcass until only at that point would you be impure. Next case, Kol ha'noseh v'nisa al gabay ha'meis. Someone, whatever it carries or is carried by a corpse. Tahor is pure chutz min ha'mahil, except when the corpse overshadows it, because you've got your case of ohel. Corpse can overshadow it. The Adam in a person, Bizabon Shumasit, in a person at the time that he moves the corpse. So you see over here also that a person carrying something will become impure, but other objects will not become impure through this carrying methodology.